We end this hour with the passing of legendary singer and actress Lena Horne. Horne died Sunday in New York City. She was 92 years old. Lena Horne's more than 60-year career broke barriers for African Americans in film, television, and on stages from Las Vegas to Broadway. As NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, a career that began with frustration ended in celebration.
In 1981, after more than 40 years in show business, Lena Horne took the Broadway stage for what would be her most triumphant role. Lena Horne, the lady and her music, the singer unburdened herself of the unique difficulties of being one of the first black movie stars. For instance, studio executives didn't think she appeared dark enough on screen, so they went to the legendary makeup artist Max Factor for a solution.
He said, okay, I'll take a chance. And he did. He went away, came back about 2 weeks later with this makeup they created for me. They named it Light Egyptian. They took this light Egyptian, they put it all over Ava Gardner and gave her my part in Julie that I really wanted to play.
Losing the role of Julie in the film version of Showboat to her friend Ava Gardner was just one of the many opportunities that passed Horne by in Hollywood. She refused to take parts as sidekicks and servants, which curtailed her movie career. But when Hollywood failed her, she always had music to fall back on.
From this moment on, you
Lena Horne's career began in the 1930s in the chorus of the legendary Cotton Club. She went on to become the first black singer to front Charlie Barnett's all-white band. She landed a cameo in a 1942 Ethel Merman movie, and the following year, she starred in Cabin in the Sky and Stormy Weather. But she got few leading roles. Her activism and her friendship with Paul Robeson got her blacklisted.
Lena Horne was angry, and unfortunately, so am I.
Actress and singer Diane Carroll was one of a generation of black actresses who followed Horne to Hollywood. She says the disappointments and the anger of being the first were enough to crush lesser women.
I know that she had to carry that while trying to overcome it constantly.
If she couldn't conquer Hollywood, she did conquer the nightclub stage and television. She was a frequent guest on nearly every variety show in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. Her 1980 solo Broadway show won her a Tony and a Grammy. And Wall Street Journal jazz critic Will Friedwald says she ended her career in the 90s at the top of her game.
In the early work, she's always, you know, trying to prove everything, trying to establish things and, you know, really working to gain your attention. And in the later work, she just kind of lays back and lets it happen.
So I want to tell you, I felt bad for a while. Not 12 years. Yeah, I got over it. I knew life was going to go on. And history was going to try to play catch up.
History did play catch up. Eventually. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
Since my man and I ain't together, it keeps raining all the time. Myself together because I'm weary.